can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines. Parliamentarian urges review of judicial performance before expanding bench. Mansa Wombwe records zero maternal deaths in first quarter of 2025. And in international news, Trump signs a sweeping tax and spending bill into law.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. Lukasha Member of Parliament George Chisanga says there is a pressing need to assess how judicial functions are being discharged under the current number of judges before expanding the bench. This follows Cabinet's recent approval of the Superior Courts Bill 2025, which proposes to increase the number of High Court judges from 60 to 100 and the number of Courts of Appeal judges from 19 to 31. Mr. Chisanga has welcomed the move but emphasized the importance of evaluating the effectiveness of justice delivery under the current setup. He has cautioned that increasing the number of judges will have significant budgetary implications. Mr. Chisanga has further noted that while resource constraints must be considered, improving access to justice remains a critical priority.
Look, it's undeniable that we need to work on increasing access to justice. It's undeniable. It's also undeniable that in Zambia, the ratio of a judge to a citizen is quite high. We need to stem it by making additional appointments. But I think what we're not paying attention to is how are we discharging the judicial function with the current judges. Sometimes the solution is not to increase the number of judges, because that has budgetary implications.
The non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council has called on governments to prioritize the enactment of the long-awaited political parties bill ahead of the 2026 general elections, stressing its importance in promoting gender inclusivity in Zambian politics. Speaking to Hot FM News, NGOCC Executive Director Anne Anamela said the proposed legislation would empower the Electoral Commission of Zambia to require political parties to adopt an equal number of male and female candidates. She has explained that once enacted, the bill would give the ECZ authority to reject nominations from political parties that fail to meet the gender parity requirements, paving the way for a more balanced and inclusive electoral process. Ms. Anamela has urged lawmakers and other stakeholders to expedite the process, warning that failure to pass the bill before 2026 would perpetuate the marginalization of women in political decision-making.
What needs to happen is that political parties must be deliberate about adopting, you know, 50-50 men and women, and also including the youth and including persons with disabilities at adoption stage. If that does not happen, then this sort of scenario that we're seeing is going to continue. And what can help that is if we were to enact the Political Parties Act and ensure that that act compels them to adopt 50-50, but that also the Electoral Commission also has the authority and the power to reject any nominations that do not, you know, adhere to the 50-50 and inclusiveness that we are calling for.
Mwansa Wombwe District Health Director Dr. Abraham Vupe has announced that the district has not recorded any maternal deaths in the first quarter of 2025. Dr. Vupe has attributed this achievement to infrastructure development, including the maternity annex at Kapesa and the presence of the flying doctors at Nganga Bilonda Level 1 Hospital. He said the flying doctors have been instrumental in conducting successful operations on complicated maternal cases, and their swift response in organizing specialists from across the country for surgical camps has greatly contributed to bringing health services closer to communities. Meanwhile, Zambia Flying Doctor's Chief Medical Officer at Nganga Bilonda, Dr. Tendai Mwemba, has attributed the zero maternal deaths in the district to the impact of specialized medical services. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Health, Communications and Public Relations Unit in Luapula Province. The Center for Environment Justice has handed over a water facility to the Forestry Department in Serenja District to help raise 20,000 assorted seedlings. CEJ Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist Hagai Nyambe has indicated that Serenja has become a key area for the center's project, with three initiatives already running and a fourth expected this year. Mr. Nyambe has explained that the original plan was to build a nursery shade, but after consultations, the Forestry Department requested support for a water facility instead. He has noted that this support was made possible through funding from Bread for the World and emphasized ongoing collaboration with the Forestry Department and District Administration to promote reforestation and greening efforts.
Serenja has become our second home, and we are very happy with the warmth that we are always received here. As a Center for Environment and Justice, I think now we have settled in Serenja, and I would safely say with three projects, with the fourth one coming in this year, and our support towards greening Serenja, I think this is just the beginning. Would love to see more work done in terms of greening Serenja.
And Serenja District Commissioner Paul Masua said the handover of the water tank marked a milestone in efforts to protect the environment.
This water tank represents more than just the physical assets. It symbolizes our shared commitment to a sustainable future. Let us continue to work together to promote our environment and promote sustainable development. With that, I'm honored to officially hand over this water tank to Serenja Forest Department. May it serve as a tool to support your noble efforts, and may our collective efforts yield a greener and more sustainable future for generations to come.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Economic analyst Yusuf Dodia has urged the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Tumbeko Musokotwane, to publicly clarify why the 2025 national budget has failed to sustain government operations through to the end of the year. In an interview, Mr. Dodia said the public deserves a clear explanation regarding the apparent financial shortfall, especially given the comprehensive planning that goes into national budgets. He has emphasized that national budgets are crafted through extensive consultation and are meant to cover the full fiscal year. Therefore, any gaps in funding must be addressed with full transparency. Mr. Dodia has also encouraged the government to leverage international platforms such as the inaugural Borrowers Forum, an initiative aimed at helping developing countries improve debt management so that Zambia can draw lessons from more developed economies on sustainable borrowing and sound fiscal practices.
It's a debt in order to address these shortfalls in the national budget. It's also important to understand why we are short by crisis. When a budget is based on expectations, based on calculation, so if we are short, what has led to our collective less revenue that have taxpayers due in their tax payment government, we would be very interesting to understand what has led to this. So I think there's some explanations to be given.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
U.S. President Donald Trump has signed his landmark policy bill into law a day after it was narrowly passed by Congress. The signing event at the White House on Friday afternoon enacts key parts of the Trump agenda, including tax cuts, spending boosts for defense, and the immigration crackdown. There was a celebratory atmosphere at the White House as Trump signed the bill ahead of Independence